This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, February 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Rollins going to work on funding freeze. Maha EO aims to tackle chronic disease. And Biofuel Group likes tariffs. Rollins and RFK Jr. in place. USDA finally has a new secretary, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is bringing his MAHA priorities to the federal government as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Kennedy and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins were confirmed in back-to-back votes yesterday, then sworn in to their respective posts. Take note, Rollins said in an interview with AgriPulse publisher Sarah Wyatt that she will be reviewing, quote, very, very carefully, government contracts that have been frozen. The pause is leaving farmers and ranchers uncertain about whether or not they'll be reimbursed for expenses incurred under programs like the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities. She hopes to have some answers as soon as next week. She told Wyatt, quote, our intent is to ensure that the programs are supporting our farmers and our ranchers, but that we're also aligning with the president's vision on any commitments that have been made, she said. By the way, a major conservation funder, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, has told Guarantees to stop working on projects because of the funding pause. You can read the Rollins interview at agripulse.com. RFK Jr.'s influence kicks in with MAHA EO. Kennedy will lead a newly formed Make America Healthy Again commission. Other key secretaries will sit on the commission, including Rollins and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and the FDA Commissioner. President Donald Trump laid out the vision for the new panel in an executive order signed yesterday. The order says federal policy is to aggressively combat health challenges facing the country, including obesity and diabetes. The EO orders agencies to, quote, work with farmers to ensure that United States food is the healthiest, most abundant, and most affordable in the world. What's in it for ag? Well, the commission's initial mission is to study possible causes of the childhood chronic disease crisis, including diets, environmental factors, government policies, and food production techniques. The panel will submit an assessment that includes an analysis of the threat of potential overuse of certain food ingredients, medications, and chemicals. Cabinet officials will also examine the potential negative impacts of certain prescribed medications, including weight loss drugs. In addition, a key ally of Kennedy says he expects him to increase regulation of the food industry. Del Bigtree, CEO of the MAHA Alliance Super PAC, suggested to reporters that one target will be the way the Food and Drug Administration regulates food ingredients, including determining whether a product is, quote, generally recognized as safe or GRAS. He said he expects Republican support for increased regulations. Do Republicans now believe in regulations? They've all said to me, when it comes to the health of our children, you're damn right we do. So I believe you're going to see regulations working to fix this issue. He indicated Kennedy also may try to change standards for school meals, although that issue falls under USDA and not HHS. MAHA caucus wants to move legislation advancing RFK Jr.'s agenda. Senators in the Make America Healthy Again caucus are already eyeing legislative ways to implement Kennedy's vision in the wake of his confirmation. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, the founder of the MAHA caucus, said lawmakers are readying a package of bills focused on soil health, nutrition, and increasing access to costly regenerative agriculture techniques. Notably, he said, the caucus aims to restart the 2025 to 2030 dietary guidelines for Americans process. I think they need to fire probably all the advisory committee start over, Marshall said. The guidelines figure prominently into procurement for federal feeding programs like school meals. The committee's work shaping the final recommendations took about 22 months and included numerous meetings and public comment periods. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Biofuel producers welcome reciprocal tariff announcement. The Renewable Fuels Association is applauding Trump's executive order to prepare for a reciprocal tariff on U.S. imports. A White House fact sheet announcing the initiative cited Brazil's high tariffs on U.S. ethanol exports. RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper said, for, quote, almost a decade now, we have spent precious time and resources fighting back against an unfair and unjustified tariff regime imposed by Brazil's government on U.S. ethanol imports. Johnson looks to raise SNAP work requirement. House Ag Committee member Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota told AgriPulse newsmakers he'll be introducing a bill in the coming days that charts the course on SNAP work requirements. I think there's a pretty good chance to get the work requirement to 65, Johnson said. The top age for SNAP work requirements is currently 54. Clearly, when you look at the Ag Committee needing to find some savings, that work requirements is the most appropriate place for us to go. He said SNAP beneficiaries who are pregnant, having young children, or having disabilities will not be affected. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Smith won't seek re-election in 2026. The news that Senate Ag Committee member Tina Smith of Minnesota won't seek re-election in 2026 has already generated some buzz on who may run for her seat. Smith was first elected in 2018 after Senator Al Franken resigned. She was re-elected to her first full term in 2020. Punchbowl News reported that national and state leaders were urging House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota to throw her hat in the ring. Craig beat out more senior Democrats on the committee to become ranking member, emphasizing her sizable win in a competitive rural district, even as Democrats across the country struggled in those areas. When asked what she thought about Craig potentially filling her seat, Smith said, "Angie is a very good friend." Here's today's final word. Embrace the mystery. That Senator John Fetterman, the Pennsylvania Democrat, declining to tell a reporter why he voted against RFK Jr. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, February 14th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.